Well, today's podcast is with Craig in India, and we're probably going to talk about podcasts because that's just how the first podcast always goes,
right? You have to explain what you're going to be doing with your podcast.
Yeah, we're pretty much going to podcast the meeting that we just should have had to develop the podcast. So welcome to the Writer's Room brainstorming session with Craig in India, sponsored by...
Switchback.
Switchback.
The official beer of Vermont.
Don't cut it, drink it. That's pretty good, isn't it?
What if our podcast is just we get progressively drunker throughout the podcast? Or is that all podcasts?
You know, that's been done before.
I feel like every podcast I listen to, I assume that they're drinking during it or like doing something else. Like, I can't imagine that they're just sitting there in a room only doing the podcast.
Yeah, it's pretty easy just to talk and do something, but it's more fun when you're eating wings or drinking beer. We should do a podcast audio only where we eat wings.
Oh my God. Like hot ones, but just the audio.
Yeah.
So it's just like...
Yeah, but we're not actually eating wings. We pretend to eat
wings. Oh my God. I think I'd be bad at that. I'm not good at pretending to do things.
Oh, these wings are so hot. Oh, my lips. Another one? Even hotter?
Oh my God.
We watched Hot Ones for like 3 hours the other night, didn't we?
It's very entertaining, and I like their guest selection.
What makes it entertaining?
I think it's funny to watch people do something that is challenging and makes them uncomfortable and puts them in a place of vulnerability, and like eating something really spicy makes you kind of flip, like act like an idiot, and we like to see that.
Yeah, because do you watch it to hear the questions and hear the person talk, or do you watch it just to see this person eating wings?
I think it's both. I think that the host is actually a really good interviewer. Like, he asks really good questions. But then on top of that, you want to know how they answer while they're eating really spicy food. So it's like a combination. I genuinely want to learn more about this person. And also, like, I want to know how they react to the questions while they're also really distracted. It's more like the element of distraction.
So I'm a man. Let me cut you off for a second here. Do you think we could get Gary Vaynerchuk on the show? Or
this show?
Can I get a meeting with Gary, please?
No.
I've got a really good idea that I would love to put to, you know, I just want to hustle.
You know, he's like way too busy for you. And like, just would you probably be the last person on his list that he would ever meet with.
Okay, fine. You're not allowed to talk about Gary in personal things, are you?
I mean, I can say that I worked for him. I don't know. What do you want to know?
If you say Gary Vaynerchuk 3 times in a row, what happens?
He bursts into the room, knocking the door down, and screams at you to hustle harder.
Mm. Do you like the Jets?
I don't really care about football.
Ooh, she hates
the Jets. But I have to be a Jets fan because of Gary. Although, I don't know. I just feel like I always owe something to my hometown, so I feel like I all kind of have to more be a 49ers fan.
Hey, this is a Dallas Nuggets household, okay?
What's up with the Nuggets? Isn't that a basketball team?
Sports. Well, Gary was on Hot
it's
Ones.
The Denver Nuggets, not Shut the Dallas up. Nuggets. You idiot, Nuggets. Has nothing to do with Dallas.
Ow, don't hit me. Ow, like ow, why are you hitting me?
That I did not hit Craig.
I love audio podcasts because I can make up whatever I want behind camera. You'll never know. Gary was on Hot Ones. Did you watch that episode?
I did. I did watch it.
And what were the takeaways?
I thought it was good.
Did he DJ Khaled or did he not DJ Khaled?
That's Gary the only Vaynerchuk, standard. Which was finished all the wings without showing this, like, he showed like a tiny bit of irritation during it, not even that much. And he also cleaned the bones completely, every single wing.
It was both disgusting, but also beautiful to see. Because
maybe that's
it's like,
the other part is that like wings are not a cute food to eat.
That's true.
Like, it's kind of gross to eat wings. You're like,
I'll tell you what, I went to school in Buffalo, so I know my fair share of Buffalo wings. Yeah.
Tell me about the wings in Buffalo.
They're plentiful and they're everywhere. Because, you know, if you look, you'll find wing places in sports bars and the occasional Buffalo Wild Wings in any city in the U.S. But in Buffalo, every single restaurant, it seems, is fried and has wings.
That sounds amazing.
But the best thing about Buffalo, chicken finger sandwiches.
I've never heard you say anything nice about Buffalo. Wait, what?
Chicken finger sandwiches.
That sounds great.
Everywhere. They're good.
There is a sandwich that I had once in Princeton, New Jersey at Hoagie Haven. It is called the Fat Lady. That's fat with a PH. And it is one of the best sandwiches, possibly the best sandwich I've ever had. But it will literally make you obese the minute you bite into it. It has French fries on it, and just, I can't even begin to describe the rest of it, because just the fact that French fry is a topping on the sandwich should give you an idea of what kind of sandwich you're dealing with here. But anyway, shout out to Hoagie Haven in Princeton, New Jersey.
And how does it feel to have a sandwich named after you?
Yeah, fat with a PH, hell yeah, I'm fat as fuck. Mm,
damn it, she deflects. You tried to block me. We're going to be watching South Park tonight.
Yes, we are.
Mm, what shows are we watching, India?
Broad City, South Park. I'm trying to catch up on Mr. Robot so I can watch it with you. What else are we watching? What's coming back right now? We watched Silicon Valley, but it's not coming back for a while.
We're watching Vice Principals.
Yeah, Vice Principals. It's really, really good, really funny.
I feel like we watch a lot of comedy together because we like to share in the ha-has.
Someone recently told me that they don't like watching comedy, and I thought that was so weird. Mm. And I didn't know how to react, because I need it right now in my life.
Yeah, it's good. It's easy to watch, because we watch shows when we eat and drink. Speaking of drinks, how's that switchback?
It's good. You're really down in yours. Why don't you calm down?
Podcast sponsored by... that goddamn horn outside. I need to make a compilation of all the times that fucking truck has honked during my videos.
Yeah, you talk about it all the time.
Damn. Well, we're going to watch South Park tonight, and I appreciate that show.
I appreciate it, too.
I appreciate beer sponsors. Mm-hmm. If you want to sponsor our next episode, just send us some free beer.
We'll talk about it.
Maybe you should get some Angry Orchard up in this bish.
I would love to drink some Angry Orchard. It's good shit.
Mm. So back to our podcast. Why did you agree to do this with me tonight? Because I've been bugging you for a while.
She laughs. I don't know. It's fun. I've been listening to a lot of podcasts recently. I think that, you know, for as long as they've been around, they're really having a moment right now and on the rise. And I didn't really get into them until earlier this year, to be honest. And I have a few that I really enjoy. I'm intrigued by them. I thought, what better way to learn more about them than make one? And what better person to make them with than you? Because you're around all the time, and yeah.
And because I got sick mic hookups,
yeah.
Bruh.
Yeah, that's true.
Do you want one of these eventually if we keep doing this? Do you want a Rode NTG2?
Give a shit. Yeah, I'll invest. I'm not going to invest now.
My microphone sounds buttery smooth, ASMR style, Craig Adams.
I bet
Adams.
Mine sounds like shit compared to yours.
Yeah, and you got some sound bleed coming into mine, so I didn't think you were going to come up on me like this. You're sitting at my desk.
Do you want me to sit further away from you?
No. I just thought it would be easier if I was just like, if you were on the couch, but speaking
so
of couch, how do you like the apartment, little miss?
Little miss? It's great. I love it.
That's it.
How do you like it?
That's it?
Yeah. What else do you want me to say?
When did we move you in?
Like a little over a month ago now, a month and a half ago.
Yeah, we just rewatched that move-in video.
Yeah,
it's something that I like to do. It's kind of, you know, once India's back from work, every single day I kind of make her sit down and watch an hour and a half of my vlogs. You know, we randomize it, we mix it up, we keep it fresh here, people. But it's kind of every day.
It's just like the worst part of my day.
You like watching the ones where you're in it. I like rewatching vlogs. They're
no,
like
I
little
like rewatching
home movies.
Them too, but you definitely don't make me do it every day when I get home from work for an hour and a half.
So you lied. Switchback ale. That's some fresh hops. Speaking of hops, Easter is coming up.
No, it is not.
What are you gonna dress up for as a
for the, Easter?
For Hallow's Eve. Hallow's Eve.
I don't know. I've been stressed out about this because I love Halloween, but I have no idea what I want to be this year.
Wow. Did you just yawn on my podcast?
Your podcast. I'm carrying the conversation here.
All right, we got to come up with a title. What's the title of this podcast going to be?
I don't know. I think Will and Arden have the cutest podcast name ever. So
what is it?
Crash on My Couch.
What?
With Will and Arden.
Crash on My Couch?
Yeah.
Why is it called that?
Because you're like, it's like you're sitting on the couch with them, just like chilling and having a conversation. That's what it sounds like. It's great.
Mm-hmm. What is ours going to be called then? Spoon on
no. Shit in our toilet.
Oh, she went there. It's naughty.
Use our bathroom.
Do they interview people who stay over at their place?
No. It's just them talking about hot topics.
Oh, okay. Well, by the time anyone hears this, we'll have a title, so that's meta.
It's going to be called Use Our Toilet.
No. It'll be called Drink Our Beer, sponsored by... How's that switchback tasting down your throat?
Ew. It's disgusting.
So what's it like living with a YouTube vlogger? A famous YouTube vlogger.
A mid-level YouTube vlogger?
I'm influencer as fuck, and you know it.
Yeah. Yeah, it's fine, I guess. I don't know. I mean, you haven't really been, like, vlogging since I moved in, you know? Like, the vlogging you've been doing has been on your trips, like, your solo trips, your trip with your brother. So I haven't really, like, since we went to IKEA, I haven't really been in one, you know?
Yeah, it's because I'm not sure I want to actually share this experience.
Even when we were in Vermont this weekend, you were like, no, let's just, like, hang out, you know? So I haven't really, like, felt the vlogger part of it in a while now. Ever thought about that?
It's yeah, I got two channels, and I also go through different phases. I want to optimize what I already have out rather than create new content.
That makes sense. That's a great business plan, I think.
And I've been going to workspaces. I haven't been at home, so I'm not really in the shoot. Don't you fucking yawn again.
I keep yawning.
You're doing everything it aggressively.
You're saying is shit I have to hear all day. That's why. How do people ever do anything with their significant other? I'm like, I know, you told me. And I try to remember it's for people listening to the podcast.
You have yawned more than I have plugged our sponsor. Oh my God.
Sorry. I'm just like, yeah, blah, 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 optimizing your channel.
I don't yawn unless I'm going to bed.
Yeah, you only yawn in bed. That's true. That's so weird.
Yeah, ladies,
it's like you've been
only yawn in bed.
He's like, you've been programmed as like a robot. Be like, it is a bedtime, yawning.
Do you think I'm a little like a robot, like Mark Zuckerberg?
Absolutely. You're like, if Mark Zuckerberg and Elon Musk made a little robot...
Ooh, just the thought.
Oh my God, I hate that you like that. But so, then something went wrong and you were half evil too.
So we've been boyfriend and girlfriend for a good year now.
Yes.
Year and change.
Yes.
Maybe a year and a quarter.
I'd say a year.
Oof. It's a long time. How's it feel? To be this close.
Why don't you tell me how you feel?
How I feel? Yeah. Oh, you're going to turn it on me?
You're asking me a lot of questions, and I want to hear some of your thoughts.
Okay. It's great, you know. I'm glad that we don't have a dog or a baby.
My God. That's your takeaway from the relationship.
Yeah.
I'm glad we don't have a baby.
It's working. I like the trajectory we're on. And I don't want anything to mess it up.
Yeah, well, it's been a year, so why don't you cool it?
What?
And
you have plants that you're killing.
I'm not killing the plants.
One of them on accident, one of them on purpose.
That one is thriving, first of all.
If you could see this plant, I would give it a strong 5 out of 10.
It's growing. It has new sprouts and everything.
No, I don't know much about plants other than the ones that I saw CG in Avatar, and that one looks dead to me.
Because the one CG in Avatar oversaturated.
So how's that studio? I'm gonna change the subject.
Because you're wrong, you don't know anything about plants. The studio's good. I can't wait to go to Home Depot this weekend and do some improvements on it.
Ooh. You're doing more art. Are you gonna quit your job and do art full time?
Probably not.
Ever?
This year?
This year?
I don't know. I have to see how things go.
Okay.
I have a few things in the pipeline, and if they are successful, then who knows what changes my life will bring, but...
Like a puppy?
Ooh, we could get a puppy.
We either have to get a puppy... Well, we do have a doubles date.
Tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
What's that dog's name?
I don't
want
to dox her because she doesn't want anyone to know where she lives, but going to hang out with Sarah, Nurse, and Mateus... And she's got a new puppy.
Puppy Winston.
Winston Cuddles. At Winston Cuddles on the gram if you want to scope that little bug face.
I cannot wait.
It's got big eyes. It looks really cute.
No, I'm going to cuddle it and love it. It's going to make you want a dog.
Yeah.
You're going to want one.
So we'll see if I steal that dog.
But like just also like it depends where we are. And like right now we're going to Seattle in a couple weeks. Kind of last minute-ish. Not really, but we're going. And if we had a dog, we would have to figure out where that dog, or someone would have to come stay here with the dog. I would love dogs and I'd love one, but I also enjoy my freedom of just going.
I just want a puppy share. I want like zip car of puppies.
I feel like that would become a disaster.
Why?
Because look how you treated the car you rented over the weekend.
I would treat the puppy with respect and love. We spilled maple syrup in our rental car.
You would spill maple syrup all over.
Wasn't me, it was you. You bought the maple syrup and you spilled it.
Just because I bought it doesn't mean I spilled it. Who was the last person to pour maple syrup onto their plate, hence the last person to screw the top on? That was you, mister.
You're not putting this on me.
Your hesitation
and behold,
tells me you
the
are
end of this story is that the rental lady was in a rush and didn't notice the giant pool of maple syrup in the back seat of our rental car.
Craig just put a roll of paper towels on top of it.
Yo, I Jason Bourne that shit.
Yeah, really exciting Jason Bourne movie. New one in the installment.
Oh, boy. Well, that's a trip that's coming up, Seattle.
Seattle, yeah.
Speaking of Seattle, Switchback Ale, brewed in Seattle, Portland.
It's brewed in Burlington, Vermont.
You can really taste that West Coast pine smell.
You're not going to get any sponsors if you can't even talk about your current sponsors correctly.
It tastes real good in my gullet. I like the taste of it.
Ugh, gullet.
So that's a trip that you planned. What are we doing in Seattle?
So we're going to see my brother who lives there.
What? India has a brother?
I have two.
Is his name Pakistan?
Ha! You're the first person to ever make that joke.
Yo, Uber drivers love you.
They love me, yeah. Because I'm really nice and I know how to speak to humans, which is why I'm convinced you're a robot.
Hey, on our latest bout up north, I made a plaid shirt joke to a bunch of old people.
I know you did, but they were...
wowed you.
It was, like, amazing. I can't believe you, like, made a lighthearted joke to some strangers.
Let me set it up for you real quick. I had this adorable red plaid button-up. And I was walking towards some old people who was wearing one of, like, a similar thing. And I was like, hey, nice shirt. And then they went, ha, lol.
Great story.
Yeah, it was a good story.
If only you guys knew how odd it is that Craig cracked a joke at all to a group of people we didn't know. Like, he can't order drinks at a bar from a bartender. He's so weird about it. I have to do everything, so I was amazed.
Here I am, on top of the world. So that trip, why is it happening?
Going to see Teddy, I want to see his band play, hanging out in Seattle, and then going out of the city to a national park nearby, do a little hiking.
Still have to plan that.
Yeah, we do.
Just pretending to be Cartman with his girlfriend. My God. Do we have any other trips planned?
Do you want to come to DC with me for that wedding?
Here I was shooting weddings with Wedding Film School, and now I'm just attending them because India
has 10,000
friends, and they're all getting married.
I mean, I have a lot of friends.
Where,
I know you wouldn't know about that.
Where are we going?
We're going to Virginia for Thanksgiving.
Well, yeah, November.
So we're in Seattle and Virginia, and then maybe you're coming to DC with me, and then if you want to come back to San Francisco for the holidays, you're more than welcome.
What? I dig it. I'm almost out of Switchback Ale.
Is this podcast almost over?
Yeah, as soon as you finish your drink, she's chucking it. She's like... end this thing now, please. Let's talk about what length of the podcast we think we should do. You know, what is the best audio length? And also, you know, what's the best length of time for a podcast?
Depends.
Great answer. Thank you for that. Where should we put the podcast?
Should use a hosting platform.
Oh, shit.
And then you can use your hosting platform to push it to any platform you want.
Oh, damn. Girl knows tech.
You don't, like, go to iTunes and, like, make your podcast on iTunes. He doesn't know anything about podcasts.
Girl, I've had numerous podcasts, okay? I've had the number one downloaded podcast.
No.
In all of time.
That is not true at all. That is such a big lie. If that was true, we would be rich.
Hey,
rich off.
I don't know what other people are doing with podcasts. I'm just saying what I know.
What city is that?
I'm just trumping. Yeah, we're looking at the Apple TV screensaver. Speaking of.
Yes?
Are you almost done with your beer?
I don't like to rush it. I like this beer.
Yay. Okay. So.
Done.
Yeah. This has been the pilot episode of,
like, literally just pressing record on what we would normally be doing sitting here in the living room.
Yeah. Yeah. This is just, like, wiretapped in Craig and India's apartment.
Wiretapped Home is the name of the podcast. This is probably what the NSA has to listen to all day, which sucks for them.
Yeah. Sucks to be the NSA. I wonder if they have to listen to their own families.
They probably have to shuffle around, like, conflict of interest stuff. Like if you're a cop and, like...
Wow, that's pretty deep.
You know?
Wow, we're going really deep with this.
I'm definitely on some kind of, like, list with the NSA because of a story I'll save for a future podcast.
Well, what could we do with future podcasts? If anyone comes and visits, could we do a podcast with them?
Yeah, we should interview people. We should interview our cool friends. Like Grace or Riley. Interesting people. And every podcast, we should say one cool thing from that week that we liked.
Psst.
That happened to us.
Psst.
You don't like that?
Psst. Psst. How about with every podcast, you don't kill one of our plants?
I have not killed a plant yet, so.
Okay. Thank you guys for listening.
But you did kill a plant.
Would you?
You were like, I was like, where'd that plant go? And you were like, a bird stole it.
It did.
Which that is bird? Such a lie, because literally, like, this plant was bigger than, like, all the birds that come to your porch. And you said you didn't want to water it. Like, you told me that. So you basically admitted that you were planning to murder it. And then you hid the body and told me a bird stole it. Like,
I know it's true, and I saw the bird.
You sound like a guilty killer in court. I know what happened, and I know it's true. The
bird swooped down. I can't prove it, but I know what I saw.
Yeah, you sound really guilty.
And you can't prove it otherwise.
You definitely killed this plant.
You have no evidence.
I have circumstantial evidence, true, but also you've told me multiple times you won't water any of our plants.
Painting me to be a...
You clearly don't care about the well-being of plants.
No, I don't, but that has nothing to do with the situation of a bird swooping down and plucking our young plant short of its life straight off the balcony because I was just giving it sunlight and fresh air. So I was on team plant. I was trying to make it live.
Just such a liar.
And this is not the beanbag situation. Okay.
The beanbag situation is even worse.
Don't tell them about that.
You brought it up. Now you gotta tell the story.
No!
Craig got this beanbag.
Okay, guys. Thanks for listening. Hey, YouTube. Thanks for listening to that podcast episode. It would mean a lot if you rated us on iTunes. I guess they do. Yeah. Do that. Give this video a thumbs up if you made it this far. And what I would love is for you to comment the name of someone you'd like to hear on this podcast below. Thanks for the listening, guys. See ya in the next one. Bye.